The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory
Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous man because he is righteous will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that most often holds us back in the spiritual life are family relations. A spouse, one's children, one's parents, brothers and sisters, other relatives. When we make the decision to set out to follow Christ, all of a sudden things are stirred up in a family. Right, things are unsettled. And you see this, especially oftentimes, someone going through RCIA. And typically, you know, it's like one's spouse is Catholic, and so they want their husband or wife to become Catholic, and they enter RCIA, and they discover the truth, and their spouse isn't living according to the truth, and all of a sudden things are unsettled at home. And so you don't want to disturb that peace. St. Jerome says it's an unholy peace. Right, it's not the peace that our Lord wants to give. It's the peace that comes from not following the truth, right? From just being complacent. You know what? Gosh, I'm just going to leave that be, even though it's not what is best. And this is what our Lord says he comes to bring the sword to, so that someone can come to true peace, the peace that only he can give. But it's kind of like going to the doctor for a regular exam, and all of a sudden you discover there's cancer, or you have a tumor. It was always there, but you just weren't aware of it. And it's like that in a family or with family dynamics in a certain relationship where there were issues there, but because you were not following Christ, you weren't even aware of them. And so just as a doctor then has to perform surgery or to do some sort of procedure, and it's painful, and it's the more painful, the deeper the disease or the greater the illness, so in our families. It's going to be painful. Those incisions that a doctor has to make, they hurt. And the sword that our Lord brings, the sword of truth, because he wants to sever and uproot anything that is not of him, is difficult and painful. And so sometimes people will be like, "Oh my gosh, Father, you know, I set out to follow Christ, and this is what happens. Things are harder now. I thought it was going to become easier." I remember St. Thérèse of Lisieux said, "If our Lord had shown me in advance everything that I would have to suffer for him, I would have been broken. I would have been so afraid I could not have persevered." But at the same time, I think of St. John Vianney when he got to his parish and said, "Lord, I would suffer anything you want for my entire life for the conversion of my parish." And so it is with us in our families, in our relationships. Lord, yes, I know things are going to be unsettled if I follow you. But I love you and I love my family and I know this is what is best. And the truth is, the peace is disturbed because our Lord Jesus Christ loves our family members and He wants to bring them to Himself. But typically it's in and through us because we are willing to follow Him no matter what.